Welcome to the Meditation for the Economy. This is Phoenix. You may learn more about our Project for Peace at www.messagesfromgod.com. Our intention is to transform consciousness for all things of financial and economic nature, starting with each of us. As we transform inside with our feelings, our thoughts, our words, and our actions, so does our immediate world, in our family, in our career and business, in our community, in our friends, as well as the greater world across our country, across all countries of our dear Mother Earth. It starts with each of us. We do this each day by coming together and opening ourselves up to be the divine vessel of peace, harmony, and prosperity. Before we begin today's meditation, I'm guided to share with you today's message from God from the book of the same title, page 212. You can have anything you want. Surrender to the possibilities. You can have anything you want. Anything. Surrender to the possibilities. That sounds like a very bold statement, doesn't it? You can have anything you want. And it's true. It starts with your belief about your deservingness of this whatever it is that you want. It starts with the feeling you have when you think of it. Have you ever noticed when you talk to someone, they talk about what they want, and some things they seem to light up from, you just see that light inside coming out, and other things, they're saying it, but you're not really feeling it? This is a key. How you feel is more important than what you say. You can talk about lots of things, but if the feeling is not there, it isn't really going to come into fruition. And what oftentimes gets in the way is our belief about the possibility, the ability to attain whatever it is we desire. This is what gets in the way. Our thinking, we have to do the work. We're raised in a culture that's all about our doing the work. And yet, the way to create anything is to come first with the inspired idea. The inspired idea. Not the mental idea. It's the inspired idea. As if your soul has reached out to grab your mind, wake it up, and you have this light bulb moment, this flash of brilliance. Wow, wouldn't this be cool? Wow, I'd really love that, whatever it is. This wow feeling inside of you that seems to come out of nowhere. That's your soul self speaking to you, saying, yes, yes you can, it is possible, it's real, we will help you. So we want to distinguish where the ideas are coming from. And those ideas, the inspired ideas, are absolutely meant for you. Now, your working hard isn't necessarily the way to get there. It doesn't matter what it is, if it's the concept of owning something, getting a certain job, creating a new product, even this vague notion of world peace. It's the inspired idea coming through you that is likely to manifest in reality when you are playful about it. Be sure you heard that word, playful about it. It's not working hard and that saying about having your nose to the grindstone. This is part of our American culture, our Puritan work ethic. That will keep you where you are, and you may work a long time that way, and at some point it will bring in some assistance, And yet there is an easier way. It's not the pushing that gets you there. It's the surrendering that gets you there. It attracts you to you exactly what you need to keep rising to the next higher and higher level. It's surrendering. It's allowing your God self, your angel team, to work with you. And the angel team initially will be the literal angel spirit beings, your guides and guardians that are here for you. And at some point, the angel team will also include human being angels, other spirits like you in human form that will be attracted to your light, to your purpose, and will be here to support you in whatever it is that's driving you from the inside out, from your heart and soul self, rather than your head self. And it comes with this energy of playfulness, this lightness. Imagine playful as being a child. A child's not working hard. A child is playing as if it's fantasy. And they imagine their kingdom as they build their sandcastles at the beach. They imagine their home as they build their house trees or tree houses. They imagine their life as they play a tea party and dress up in their mother's clothes. They imagine from the inside out, and they feel and act as if it is. This is being playful. They are living from this inner place and acting as if it's so on the outer plane. This is being playful. And when you add to this the knowingness you have that your inspired thought came from your soul self, that the willingness on your part to come inside, surrender to the life force energy that brought you this inspired thought in the first place. You are not separate from your soul. You are one with your soul. And when you allow yourself to truly be one with your soul, to be in partnership totally, then this inner desire may come forth. To surrender is to yield to another. So you yield your mental mind to your spirit self. You yield your rational, logical mind to God's truth inside of you. You yield to all the excuses, all the logical thinking about what is not possible, how hard it could be, why it can't be, what it would take for it to happen. All the, in quote, excuses. You yield the excuses to allow the possible. I am able. It is doable. I can get it. It is done. That can only really feel true when you know you're not doing it by yourself. When you know you have the power and presence of God and your angels with you. That's when you can clearly, authoritatively, authentically feel I am able. It is done. The potential is there. Potential meaning the potent, the power, the ability to be. able, is there to come into being, to be revealed from what is hidden, as if the veil is pulled back, as if the screen is pulled back, as if the shades are rolled up. It is revealed what is hidden. When you know it unquestioningly, you are not on your own. You're not a lone eagle out there trying to catch the next wave of the wind to rise higher and higher. You're not on your own. You are being lifted up from the inside out. When you surrender the mental, logical, reasoning mind, that personality self, to the voice inside, to the power inside, into the knowingness of your true nature, a spirit being in a human body, guided by your love essence, truly the golden child of God. When you know and feel and act from this place, listening and acting upon each golden seed you're given, inspired thought inside out, you do realize and bring into being whatever it was that the inspired thought is. Surrendering is the key. This is not giving up like I'm a victim and I can't help what's around me. Surrendering is yielding the mental mind. And all that means, all the excuses, all the reasons, real or imagined, that you have ever said or heard from another about what is not possible or good enough or able to be done. When you no longer are concerned with what others think or say or have ever said about you, and you believe in something that feels bigger than you and yet all along is you. It's a part that society, for whatever reason, has kept us away from. It's like knowing your true identity. It's like when you really know who you are, go, wow, that empty feeling inside isn't really there. That hollowness is not really there. This unison inside, this wholeness comes through, this feeling complete. It's as if the circuit is complete. The electrical plug, that's you, is now connected to the socket, the outlet, and the electricity can flow. And you are now filled with the electrifying power and presence that you can never have by trying hard. It's when you know who you are, when you claim this power and presence, surrendering, rendering up, yielding the mental mind and what people have said about you, you've ever heard in your life, or your thoughts about what they will think about you. When you yield all that and come inside, allowing yourself to plug in to the power and presence of your God self. So you are fully connected to your power, to your presence, to I am-ness. I am able. I am potent. I am possible. It is doable. It does exist. And you see it and you feel it inside. It simply is. And you live inside, in this world, as a child does, playing outside. And then you start to speak and think and act as if it is. Because you already know that it is. You felt it. You saw it. You know it is true. And you allow whatever it is that you need to realize this to come forth. Because you'll be given the direction. You'll be given the how. You do not start with the how. You start with the truth, with the feeling and seeing the truth. And then the how, the way, becomes known. You'll be given the direction. You'll see the picture. Someone will come your way. The truth of how to get there will come. You'll even be told exactly what to do. It comes in many ways. It's when we give up the how that gets us knotted up in the excuses. The truth of our being really happens, and the way is revealed. You'll be led to right places, right moments, right people. They'll be led to you. It's like, how did this happen? And it will happen. You'll be given another image and another image, who to call, where to go, what to do. It starts when you are willing to yield the mental, reasoning, logical mind that is so good with coming up with no answers. When you yield that, come inside and feel the truth. You come back to yes. Yes, I am. Yes, it is. Knowing you are now securely plugged in to the power and presence of what is possible rather than what is not for our mental, emotional, logical, reasoning mind and outer world. We live in a powerful, possible world. This is a universal law that there are limitless possibilities. Don't take my word for it. Probably the greatest thinker of our time, called the father of quantum physics, Stephen Hawking, said at a conference on the future of science for the 21st century, there are no limits, only possibilities. That's what happens when you plug in to the power and presence within you. The limits of our mental mind disappear. The emotions of fear and lack disappear. Surrendering is critical. Surrendering the mental, reasoning, logical mind, yours and others, to come inside, connect to the truth of limitless possibilities, allow the power and presence, the electrifying energy of the universe, the energy of divine love, to be one with it again. And when you do, you open the world of possibilities. It's as if the screen at the movie theater pulls back and the movie starts to play. Your movie, your life, your possibilities. We will keep this message in mind as we go into meditation now. I invite you to breathe in to your heart center. Long, deep, slow, gentle breaths. Focusing on your heart with every breath. And as you do, feeling your chest rise up and down. Ever so gently, as you focus on your heart. And when you're ready, allow yourself to drop below the surface to connect with your heartbeat inside. Listen deeply. Notice the light all around you. You are now as if you're in deep space. Here in your inner cosmos, the nighttime sky inside of you, swirling light, twinkling light, and the deep color within. Focus on the brightest light. The star that is calling out to you. The star that's pulsating the energy of divine love in you. Feel yourself drawn naturally to this bright shining star here at the center of your being. Allowing yourself to simply be one with this star, this light, this love. Allow yourself to connect with your soul essence now. And as you do, feel this light inside instantly stretch out 360 degrees within you now, stretching to your toes and your fingertips and the top of your head. Feel the starburst inside. Feel divine love radiating through your entire being now. This peace and electrifying energy simultaneously. As you are one with your soul essence now. Feel your entire being pulsating with this light. Simply by being here. Recognize this feeling. Absolute peace, joy, happiness, bliss itself. Divine love and you are one. Feel your oneness with the power and presence of God in you. Feel the power and presence of divine love in you. Feel the power and presence of peace in you. Feel the power and presence of harmony in you. Feel the power and presence of prosperity in you. Feel the power and presence of the universe in you. Feel the power and presence of I am that I am in you. Yes, dear one, you are one with the power and presence of all that is possible. You are one. You are one. Now, dear one, it's time to come back to live your life with the knowingness you are one with this power and presence. You're not alone. You're not separated. This electrifying being is you. This is just the beginning of your journey to realize your potential. And so as we began, we breathe slow gentle breaths. Knowing we are one with this power and light of this bright, brightest star in our inner cosmos. Feeling you're taking one of the rays with you, holding it in your left hand, bringing it to your heart, conscious that you and God are one. As you rise to the surface again, conscious of your breath, conscious of the truth of your being, divine, radiating center of love. As you come to the surface, being aware of your hands and your feet, squeezing them ever so gently as you breathe into your heart, breathe into your head. Welcome back, dear one. Welcome back. And now we call on Carla. We invite her to tone this truth for us now.
Let there be inspired ideas of love, peace, harmony, authentic prosperity, joy, balance, and unity within you. Know your true identity. There are no limits, only possibilities. Thank you, God. Thank you, dear Mother Earth. Amen.
And it is true. God bless. Namaste.